Check. Kathy, check.
We're going to go ahead and call the Conference Committee on Senate File 247 to order. Today is April 2nd, 2012. This Conference Committee is on Senate File 247. Senate File 247 is a public employee insurance program, local government employees' participation or withdrawal approval requirements, service cooperative health insurance refund regulation is what this involves. I apologize, we do not have a side-by-side. The revisor's office was not able to get that done in time. So what we do have is we have a copy of the Senate bill and a copy of the amendment that was placed on the bill over at the House. The differences are on the Senate file, we start on page 3, line 3.1. It says insurance premium refunds. A service co-op may not refund any portion of the health insurance premium paid by a member entity without first providing written notice of the refund to any applicable exclusive representative of employees of the member entity receiving the refund. The House amended that, and that language reads, service cooperative refunds any portion of the health insurance premium to a member entity. The member entity must distribute the refund according to the provisions contained in the entity's collective bargaining agreements. Having discussion with the conference committee members, it's my understanding we'll be taking the Senate language, so therefore the chair would ask for a motion to accept the Senate language. Senator Sharon has made the motion to accept the Senate language. Is there a second to that motion?
Second.
Been moved and seconded to Senate accept the Senate language. We'll now open it up for discussion. Is there any discussion? Any discussion? Hearing no discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion carries. The Senate file will be the accepted file, and we should have everything taken care of. So we will conclude the Senate, the Conference Committee on Senate File 247.